This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our usual weekly get-together going through much of the knowledge and the research that Ken has done during the past week to bring you up to date on items that are currently on all of our minds, like COVID continues to be something that the medical community is grappling with. I don't think they're still trying to understand it. I think there are nuances that come into play all the time, so we need to keep you updated on that. So let's start, Ken, with the people being hospitalized with COVID-19 and what's happened with the group that was early on, like 2 years ago, hospitalized. Where is that today?
Well, let me just back up on what you said earlier. We are definitely still learning about this. Anyone who says they know everything about COVID-19, let me reassure you, you will be proven wrong, because this has been one of the most unpredictable illnesses ever faced by physicians. And if anyone would have predicted in 2020, it would still be the lead story on our show over 2 years later, would not have predicted that. So this has been a very unpredictable illness, a brand new illness, made up of newer and newer causes. Of these viruses keep changing. And we're going to be continuing to deal with this, and we're going to learn how to live with it, but it's not going to go away. And we're going to talk about remnants from the last pandemic of 1918. So it'll get a little eerie, but stay tuned. So let's talk about what Doug just mentioned. The news about hospitalized patients with COVID-19, at least half of the patients hospitalized with COVID-19 still have at least one symptom 2 years after their initial infection. So the symptoms such as fatigue, shortness of breath, and sleep problems last up to 2 years. If you have any reason why you don't want to get COVID-19, I hope I just gave you reasons 1 through 10.
All right, now, with regard to COVID and the newer variants, the people who early on complained about losing their sense of smell and taste, is that happening as frequently now as it did?
Well, according to the medical journal Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery out just this week, what we're learning is what a lot of people are suspecting, but they studied this carefully, that loss of smell and taste, Doug, which have been tied to COVID-19 infections. But in this new study, it shows that these telltale traits are much less likely with the Omicron variant than with the earlier Alpha and Delta versions of the coronavirus. So the more recent variant, the one that we've seen since Thanksgiving and Christmas of this past year, seems to have a lot less of the taste and smell issues. That's been my experience. It still can occur, but it's very less likely.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's a story that I saw this week about the FDA limiting the use of Johnson & Johnson shots because of the blood clot possibilities. Do you want to give us a little bit more on that? I think we've been in and out of this a couple of times. This is basically for adults, not for younger people. But is Johnson & Johnson even, does it have a usable variant that can be used for people under 18, like the others do?
No, I think what this has done recently is going to move people away from Johnson & Johnson shot. And this was especially noted in people who got a booster of the Johnson & Johnson. It has not been noted in the mRNA technology, the Pfizer drug, the one that's produced, and one that's produced in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So this new technology, the mRNA, doesn't seem to have it, but the Johnson & Johnson, and it's not that all that frequent, but there is this observation of increased clotting in people who have gotten that. Fortunately, it's rare, but the feeling is that We have other choices of vaccinations that don't have this issue at all. So why even take a tiny
chance? Why mess with it? Yeah, why do it? Why get involved with it at all?
Moderna,
all right, next up.
The Moderna or the Pfizer is where you want to be right now.
Where you want to be. The infections from COVID apparently have a good side in that the research, at least preliminarily, looks like if you get COVID, you're not going to get a cold. Well, there wasn't much flu around, or the last couple of years I haven't seen a whole lot of colds. I've noticed people getting them now, but is that true? Do you think that has had is there a connection there?
Well, let's untangle all the things the web you just wove. If you notice people getting a cold right now, it's probably Omicron. And it's been estimated that at least half the country has had Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
And Omicron, the most recent variant, and there are sub-variants, and I won't get too deep into the weeds, but the Omicron presents more as an upper respiratory infection. The original strain and Delta presented more as a lower respiratory infection in the lungs. So if you notice people right now having cold symptoms, very good chance they have Omicron. And what we hear based on a study in Science Advances this week is that if you get infected with COVID-19, the silver lining may be that this helps protect against the common cold, because the SARS-CoV-2 virus that has caused COVID-19, it belongs to a large and diverse family of coronaviruses that also includes the common cold virus. So when you make antibodies, natural immunity against the COVID-19 virus, it crosses over and helps attack the common cold virus, because these viruses are all from the same family. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I want to, after we pause for a couple of messages, I want to take that one step further to ask what the impact has had, or what the impact has been on the flu, the seasonal flu, the connection to COVID. So we get to that as we continue here on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on Calitrin. Calitrin is I guess I've been crowing about this for almost 6 years now. Calitrin, the natural weight loss, not a substitute, but it's the help that comes. If you look at toploss.com, their website, and see all of the testimonials from the hundreds of people who have volunteered to send info in to toploss.com so you can read about their experiences. Healthy weight loss, very important. More important is to stay healthy, keeping the weight off, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Now, here's something new on the Calitrin front. For a lot of, since we've been talking about this, it's been available as a liquid or a capsule, but now they have made a powdered form available, a flavorless powder. You pour it, pour a glass of juice or water or whatever it is, and simply put it in and stir it around and drink it. Just before you go to bed, it'll have the same impact on you as taking either the capsule or the liquid. And the good thing also about Calitrin right now is that for the remainder of this week, there's the Mother's Day buy three, get three free. The free for all is going to do all kinds of alliteration there. Mix the powder, mix the capsules, mix the liquid together. Buy it any way you want to. Get one of each and then get another one of each without paying for it. Get on. But the important thing isn't so much what you pay for it. It's what you get after you've spent the money if you stick to the program. Losing weight, keeping it off. Go on to the website today, right now while you're thinking about it, because if you're frustrated, haven't lost the weight, or kept it off, this is the way to do it for sure. It's toploss.com. The story is complete all across the board of Calitrin. Success stories, as I say. And when you check out, use the DJV code. Free shipping and these fabulous deals that are available. Different all the time, but the Mother's Day special is what you ask for now at toploss.com.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. Ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health, an overview of what's going on, the sort of thing that one wants to know about traditional medicine, conventional thinking, if there is any such thing as that anymore. So we were talking about COVID-19 and how it might, if you get it, help you from getting a cold. So can that be translated to the flu? Because I know there are a number of studies that have focused on this. Does the virus keep you from getting the regular flu, or will they all be one and the same someday?
Well, let's talk about where the flu is right now, because this is a different virus. And out of Nature Communications this week, there's really an interesting study that may change the way we view how the flu, which you're talking about, has evolved, which it did evolve from the last pandemic in 1918. But the theory about how it evolved is about to change dramatically based on this study that came out this week, because recently in Germany, there was genetic material discovered from the original pandemic in 1918. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
So they were able to just very recently, these scientists, and it was published this week in Nature Communications, be able to get the genetic exact type of the flu that caused the last pandemic in 1918.
The virus is
called H1N1. It's commonly known as swine flu, and it appears to be a direct descendant. What we're dealing with right now, today's flu, Doug, is H1N1, and this is commonly called swine flu, which you were asking about before. But the key is that today's flu appears to be a direct descendant from the influenza virus that caused the catastrophic 1918 pandemic. Mm-hmm. And if this theory is correct, it contradicts the other hypothesis that had been floating all this time that held that today's seasonal flu actually emerged through different viruses sharing their genetic code.
Wow. Very interesting. I want to connect the dots to the avian flu. We talk about the swine flu. Now there's a new outbreak this year of the avian flu, which hasn't been around for 8 or 10 years. I want to talk about that and how it affects people as we continue at DJV Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To the Wilco department, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. And by the way, speaking of Wilco, you can use Wilco. You can call. Wilco is an old expression about calling. Will call. That's what that means. So if you're interested in touching base with Dr. Ken, either personally in his clinic at Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida, or if you want to be on the telemedicine call, you can do that. Just give a ring to his office, 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. Make an appointment to either see Ken in person or in on the telemedicine, because all that stuff, you know, I think there are people getting away from it. I noticed we have a mandate in our town starting next month. Everybody has to go back to having in-person meetings. You can wear a mask if you want to. You find that more and more people are coming back to your office instead of you doing the telemedicine, unless they're not local. Ken?
Absolutely.
They want to be in the office. They want to see you. They want to talk it through. All right. Speaking of talking it through, we were, you know, the connection to the various flus, you were talking about swine flu. Now there's an outbreak of avian flu, which is birds affecting chickens. And there have been a number of, it actually is worse, it's getting worse quickly. I don't know in your part of the world whether it's a problem, but it is in my part of the world. So what's the, they're all called flus, the avian flu, the swine flu, the COVID flu. So what's the benchmark for a flu, and is it different in animals than it is in humans?
Well, boy, let's unpack all that. The common thread that these are viral illnesses, illnesses caused by a virus. And there are millions of these viruses around. It's just that everybody's thinking about viruses now because of COVID-19, but these viruses have been around forever. And some viruses live in animals and then move on to humans. Some viruses don't exist in animals and just stay human to human. And some viruses just stay in animals. And all of the above, there are all these different variations. So the reason why this sounds so dense and confusing is because these viruses don't act the same way. Some of them like animals, some of them like humans, and some of them like both. And the avian flu that you're talking about is a particular flu that has as its natural host birds and then somehow has changed itself, this virus, so that it is able to cross over and also infect humans. And that's where I think you are hearing about it.
Right. Well, I have chickens on my farm, and they had been free-range chickens, 100 chickens wandering around the barnyard and out in the pasture and stuff. We've had to cage them and put a net over the cage so that birds can't get in. You know, a lot of times the birds fly in and try to eat the same stuff the chickens are eating, whether it's meal or whatever it is the chickens are eating. The birds come down, they want to eat the same stuff. And it could be that they impact or affect the chickens, cause them to get it, and then it can be in the eggs or it can be in the meat, a connection, and it's not apparently good for humans to be exposed to that stuff. So I know there have been places here, I think there was one slaughterhouse that did away with 30,000 chickens because they were suspected of having the avian flu. So not something to mess with, although on the other side of it, sometimes these things get exaggerated, and so you got to try to figure out yourself what's what. And, you know, I guess what's the old expression, a word to the wise is a fish. And somebody says don't eat chicken because, you know, they can't really prove whether the flu bug is in it or not, then perhaps you think about eggs and stuff like that. Yeah.
You have to try to protect your animals from these birds.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Ken and Doug here on DJV Health with another half hour coming right up.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As mothers across the country continue to struggle to find baby formula to feed their infant, Republicans are angry that the feds are sending baby formula to the Texas border to feed illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting a picture on her Facebook page showing pallets of baby formula at a processing center in the border town of McAllen. The White House is throwing some shade at Russian President Vladimir Putin for threatening retaliations if Finland joins NATO.
I would just like to quote the president of Finland and what he said, which I don't think I could state it better in response to this question, which is, as it relates to Russia, you caused this. Look at the mirror.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Putin caused the ongoing turmoil in Eastern Europe by invading Ukraine. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Officials in Laguna Niguel late Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres, destroying 20 homes and damaging 11 more. Captain Virgil Asuncin, chief of police services in Laguna Niguel, says about 900 residents have been evacuated.
We have received more than 1,250 calls to our hotline. Most are asking about when they could go home. It is vital that it is safe to repopulate for the residents and for our fire personnel that is fighting the fire out there.
He says evacuation orders are still in place as 550 fire crew members work to put out the fire, which is at around 15% containment. The first ever photo of the Milky Way's black hole is being revealed, the image showing an oval-shaped void with a bright ring surrounding it. This is only the second image ever captured of a black hole, while being the first to show a detailed look at the Milky Way's core. The black hole is around 27,000 light-years away and is 4 million times more massive than the Sun. The 2022 NFL regular season schedule is out. To open the season, the reigning Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams will host the Buffalo Bills in the first game of the new season on Thursday, September 8th. With Christmas on Sunday, most games that week will be played on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Second half hour as we swing back into action, understanding the impact of some of the research Ken has done this week and connecting with some of the journals from the medical world. Here's one about risk factors that have been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. There are 8 of them in common. So do you have them? Is it like an A, B, C, D, E, F, G thing?
Well, I have 1 through 8, and this was published this week in JAMA Neurology, the Journal of the American Medical Association. The headline being that there are 8 risk factors that have been identified. They're linked to nearly 40% of Alzheimer's and dementia cases, which is the first time in a long time that we have refined the list of risk factors
right.
for dementia. So this is really important. Shall we go over them? Do we have time?
Please. Yeah, no, I think we need to. I'm going to make some notes myself, although I'm told by the people researching my brain that I don't have to worry about it. But it's still something that because the news media grabs onto stuff, I want to have answers. Asking you the questions about it helps me and others listening. Well, when somebody gets into a discussion about it, let's say it's in your family, what are the facts? What do you need to know? So this list is a complete list of the main risk factors that are linked to most of Alzheimer's and dementia cases. Ken, so go ahead.
Right. And these are things that you can work with your physician to improve, and that's why they're so important. So these are items that have been identified that lead to dementia and items that if you improve, resolve, will actually dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia. The first one's a little maybe surprising, but hearing loss. And if you think about it, it just decreases. It does. It decreases the input of signals, of stimulation to the brain. So if you're noticing some of this today, don't be ashamed about it, about getting a hearing aid. You know, no one's ashamed. Most of us aren't ashamed about wearing glasses, and that's just a seeing aid. Right now, there's so many impressive technologies. If you haven't been to the store to look for a hearing aid or to talk to the doctor about it, in a few years, you'd be amazed about the technology. It's small. People won't even know you're wearing it, and they'll help immensely. So hearing loss. Next, not surprising, but a current smoker. And diabetes, depression, midlife high blood pressure, low education, physical inactivity, and midlife obesity. Those are the eight.
There you go. So you can kind of... It's with the old word to the wise. I've used that already here once today, but it's true. Thinking about those things, they're all easy to change if you put your mind to it. There's nothing there. There's nothing genetic that you mentioned. You can't change your genetics. Those are all practical risk factors and things that you can all deal with, the diet, et cetera, exercise. So that's good to know. I think
a
lot of common
quickly, should I go over them quickly again?
Yeah, please.
Just let me read this list. Hearing loss, current smoking, diabetes, depression, midlife hypertension, low education, physical inactivity, and midlife obesity.
Some would wonder, why does a lack of formal education play a role here? Is that how the brain, but it's how the brain works, right?
Well, I mean, right. It's mental stimulation. It's like exercising the brain. And a desire for lifelong learning may start early, and therefore people will tend to stimulate their brain more. And if you have had up until this point a low level of education, it doesn't mean you can't change.
Yeah, go
and
back
start,
to school.
Start enjoying and reading.
Learn a new language. That's always good to
do crossword puzzles. Yes,
yep.
That is learning a new language is unbelievably great exercise for the brain. Education just exercises the brain and keeps it young.
One of the things I'm most thankful for, having done this most of my life, made my living as a radio person, I've always been an inquisitive sort, and I think being prepared every day for different kinds of conversations in many different areas, frankly, has led to me having a very active and solid brain. Do I forget things from time to time? Do I forget names, especially? Yeah, but I'm told that has nothing to do with Alzheimer's. That has to do with what's going on in the natural aging of the brain. Am I kidding myself, or is that true?
Correct. It's the ability to think. That's really to make logical thoughts. That's really where the dementia shows itself. For short-term memory, making associations of names, you just met somebody, that all always diminishes in all of us as we get older. And that's not the kind of brain loss that we're dealing with. These are examples of true inabilities to think and to remember things that you really should be remembering. You know, where are my keys? You know, what day of the week it is? What planet am I on? What year is it?
So you're going to get a kick out of this. The latest thing that troubled me, I was thinking about the movie 10. We were talking about it on DJV, and I couldn't remember Bo Derek's name to save my soul. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I thought she was fabulous. She was sexy, wonderful. Why can't I remember her name? And then I went off to do something else, and all of a sudden, poop, into my brain comes Bo Derek. So, people
Lucky
worry
you.
About stuff. I mean, that's how it is with me now. And I think with a lot of people that are our age, it seems to me, I don't think I'm kidding myself, it just is part of the aging process, and I don't beat my ass. So on the air sometimes I say to the ladies of the DJV show, okay, what am I searching for?
Well, I think people, there's a subset of people who have challenges with names their whole life, even when they're in their best of mental status. And I think that just carries on, and it begins to raise concerns when you do it in older life. But, you know, think about it. In your youth, that probably wasn't. You had great strengths, but that probably wasn't one.
Yeah, no, I've never been good at names. That's a very important. That's very effective. Yeah, I've never been good at names. Great at other things. I can drive from here to Florida on the back roads, never get lost.
Exactly.
So
it's the change, and so that's. I just wanted to remind you of that because
thank you.
because I know that about you, and that's why I think it's less of a concern, especially in so many people who have that same course where earlier in life it was always an issue also, and they just become a little overly concerned because, wow, what's happening?
Can't remember that name.
Exactly.
Here's a thought from the folks at MyPillow that probably will impact your ideas about buying things you need for your bedroom. There is a BOGO sale, an extravaganza. Buy one, get one free. You know that's what BOGO stands for. And there are a whole host of things in the MyPillow catalog, MyPillow products, that will allow you to buy one and get another one without having to pay for it. So let's improve the quality of your sleep with MyPillow helping you out a little bit. Get one, buy one, get one free on all the sheets, the Giza sheets, the pillows, the towel sets. Now, when I say pillows, I mean everything, including like the roll-and-go pillows, the dog pillows, all that sort of thing. To take advantage of all of these and so many more specials, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. You'll normally get 30 to 65% off anyway using the DJV code for anything in the sleep department. But the BOGO deal is even better than that. So get on it. If you're looking for anything new to help you in the bedroom, that is as far as getting sleep is concerned, can't help you with the other stuff. But with sleep, yep, we can. MyPillow catalog, the products are in there, all of them listed. Get 30 to 65% off, including these BOGO deals using the DJV code. That's it at MyPillow.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about Alzheimer's. So there's another overview. There's no surprise here, at least to me, when you look at the devastating effect of social media on people, especially their mental health. So what does this study prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, Ken?
Exactly. This confirms what you're thinking, and it comes out of, it's amazing how there's a journal for everything, cyber right. psychology, behavior, and social networking.
Okay.
Say that five times quickly.
No, I'm not going to do that, but thank you anyway for the opportunity.
Published, so as you say, it's no secret that too much social media, Doug, can be bad for one's mental health. But the news this week is that taking even a brief break from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter can ease the symptoms of depression and anxiety. Staying off social media for a week, then for some study participants, gaining about 9 hours of free time, which improved their well-being.
Mm-hmm. This is the Journal of Cyber Psychology. I wanted to say that once myself. Cyber psychology. Say that 100 times fast.
Behavior and social networking.
Yes. So now, the hospital, I was in the hospital on Sunday. Had to go to the emergency room because I had a corneal abrasion. As you know, I had some lenses put in by my eye doctor about a month ago to see what the effect would be. I'm going to have that operation that replaces your cornea, a little cataract, but you replace the cornea with new lenses that will be permanent for the rest of your life that require you not really to use glasses unless you're really reading something close up. So I had the contacts put in. I was thrilled. I told you that from the very first moment until Sunday when one of them dislodged, got stuck in my eye, and it wasn't pleasant. So I went to the emergency room. It was like going to the bar scene from Star Wars. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's a different subject, but the caliber of the people, my God, the screaming and yelling. As some little kid comes over to me, I'm sitting in a chair reading, and this kid comes over and kicks me in the shins. And his mother says nothing. When she does talk to him, it's all in Spanish, so, you know, who knows what it was that they said. She could have told him to come. I can't believe that the emergency room in this case is a healthy place for that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I went in to get I couldn't get him out myself, so I went into the emergency room. 2 hours I sat there waiting for a doctor, a PA, it turns out, to take the two contacts out of my eyes. And so I had a scratch on one, and I was given some medication and stuff. But it really is amazing how I've gone back to wearing glasses, and I'm not happy. But I think you got to be careful. The reason I bring it up is because
how was it explained to you that this complication happened?
The lens came loose in my eye. I've left them in 24 hours a day, and they're only supposed to be in for a month or so. So the contact lost contact. I guess that's basically, and it scratched my eyeball.
Did you exceed what they recommended?
A little bit.
Not an unpredicted.
No. It wasn't a surprise. No, it wasn't. But I enjoyed it so much.
You had to own
I didn't want to take him out.
You had to own some of it.
Oh, I owned it all. I wanted to leave him in there forever because it was so much easier to see with them and not have to carry around and lose glasses everywhere. The optometrist said they last for 3 to 4 weeks and then take them out. So I did it the hard way. Dr. Ken Kronos, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the DJV Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Mildura, Florida, here to answer your questions, my questions, questions that come about as a result of some of his research. So the number of hospital physicians, I was talking about being on the program, being in the emergency room, and how the doctors were being abused by some of the patients. And so come to find out, this is fairly normal again, huh?
Well, there's a study out this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Network Open Edition. This is a study of over 1,500 doctors on the clinical faculty at Stanford University School of Medicine, one of the prominent premier schools of medicine in the country. And this took place September, October in 2020. So dealing with COVID and other things. And what they found was that 25%, 23.4 to be exact, but about a quarter of the doctors reported mistreatment at work during the past year. And patients and visitors were the main culprits, reported by about 17% of physicians and accounting for more than 70% of all the events, followed by other physicians as the cause. The most frequent forms of mistreatment for these doctors were verbal, reported by 21.5% of respondents, sexual harassment by 5%, and physical intimidation or abuse by 5%. Right. So be kind to your doctor. They're trying their best, but these are difficult times, and sometimes the tempers are not as controlled as they should be.
Next item of interest here are all the drug overdoses. We've hit a milestone that's not good here, and we don't seem to be dealing with the issue of immigrants, where the drugs are coming from, what are the stats, and I guess the question for many people is, what do we do about it? And it becomes sort of almost a political question, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and this is a clear problem. It's identifiable. And I think we know what the culprit is. And it's just a matter of a collective will to do something about it. and this comes out of the CDC, this is just whoppingly amazing. Nearly 108,000, Doug, over 100,000 people in America died as a result of drug overdose in 2021. This is the highest number recorded in the calendar year, 108,000. And most of the overdoses, you described it, overdose deaths from opioids. This is a class that includes street drugs such as heroin and prescription pain medications such as oxycodone and fentanyl. This totaled nearly 81,000 people in 2021 and was up from about 70,000 in 2020. And the rest of it mostly was cocaine. Cocaine was up from 21 to 25,000 deaths. But it just seems like so much of this is from fentanyl. It's being now
being brought in illegally across our southern border with people, mules carrying it in. And we sit here fat, dumb, and happy letting all these people come into this country. It's outrageous. Outrageous. All right. Guidelines for use of an aspirin. Questions about whether I asked this question myself. You've told me to be on a baby aspirin, take one every night. There are some new guidelines, apparently, though, for using aspirin. What may they be? This is for heart attacks. You're a cardiologist, so this is right up your alley.
Well, this is now a complex question that you can't give one size fits all. What we're talking about specifically is using a single baby aspirin to prevent the first event, the first heart attack or stroke, not people who've already had a heart attack. These are people who are trying to prevent an event. And up until a few years ago, it was felt that if you had risk factors for coronary disease, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, obese, inactive, poor diet, even your age, your family history, if you had at least two of those, go on a baby aspirin and everything will be better. And then we began to see that there is a little bit of a risk to doing that. And now that has been really toned back. And the important thing about this study is that in these studies that show that perhaps everybody, like we were in the past, giving this aspirin to, we shouldn't. The key is that to get into the study, you had to have no coronary disease. So if you have any plaque in your coronaries, this doesn't apply.
All right, so keep taking the baby aspirin.
Talk to your doctor about it. It's a complex question.
Good question. All right, these are questions. Good questions. Keep them coming. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.